make you think. I'm like, So, it's like character research. I'm doing interviews sometimes.
I was wondering, with the scores coming out this week, with Austin getting punched out by Rafe, I was thinking, wow, I thought Austin was a boxer. What happened to his skills?
Yeah, well, that is, you know, I mean, I asked about that when I saw that in there because, you know, he is, like you say, he's a fighter. He's really, really good with his hands. So it was a conscious choice in Austin not to fight back. The thing, you'll see, it hasn't aired yet, right?
Right, it's next week.
Yeah, okay. So, anyway, it was just conscious. He makes a decision, although he wants to really badly, he makes a decision not to go back. Austin's, you know, really proficient. I mean, the guy was a professional boxer, so he chooses not to escalate it.
I always wondered, what's your take on the Sammy and Austin relationship? The Sammy's done some nasty things to Austin. I mean, even when you were on in the very beginning. But it seems like Austin always has a soft spot towards her. Like he can't completely dislike her. And how do you feel about that?
He does have a real affection for her.
Mm-hmm.
There was, you know, when I was on the show the first time, you know, she was a younger girl who was madly in love with him, you know, but she was also a younger girl trying to make sense of, you know, there's a certain, you know, he has compassion for her, but there's also something that admires Sammy's guts to go for what she wants.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a specific thing, and it's so he doesn't write her off as crazy or bad. There's a certain amount of he loves that about her.
Okay.
Even though he doesn't trust her.
Okay.
But it is an affection, and because, listen, even people that we've gone through bad experiences with, when there's just certain people that are going to be in your boat, he's got a big affection for Sammy, I think.
Okay. Yeah, when I saw the spoiler that Austin's moving in with Sammy and Rafe, when I was talking to Christy today, we were joking that Austin must be sleeping on the couch because he's moving into an apartment with a family of six.
He is.
He is on the couch.
I will be sleeping on the couch for sure.
That's funny.
Yeah. No, but the cool thing is this, and I don't know if Christy hit on this, Galen, within like 5 minutes of me being on set, we became best buddies on, you know, on the show. We have a really good time together.
Mm-hmm.
And Allie the same way, and Christy. And so there's a lot of humor between all four of us.
Mm-hmm.
We keep each other laughing, and everybody's got a really good sense of humor. And we try, even though we're going to go into some tense situations, we always like it. Try and make a note to keep some of the humor in our scene. So even though this is going to be that's a very uncomfortable situation, it should lend itself to some opportunities to make some people laugh, hopefully.
Oh, that's good. That's good to hear. And speaking of someone who has a lot of extra room, Austin's mom, Kate, I guess Austin's not interested in staying at the Demira Mansion, huh?
No, he's not. No, he's not at all. He gets, you know, and it gets brought up.
Oh, good.
Yeah, it gets brought up. And Austin is not having anything to do with Stefano.
Oh. Yeah, I was wondering, do we have any Austin and Stefano scenes to look forward to?
I think that's, you know, there were, and you tell me, like, when Austin Beck was on here, there was situations with him and Stefano DeMiro, right?
You know, I don't really remember. It just, because Stefano's been on and off, too, as well as.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's been on and off.
I know I had a conversation, Lauren Cos as well explain to me the whole thing, because at certain points it gets brought up.
Mm-hmm.
And I forget, you know, and I knew before I played those scenes. It's been a while now. But, yeah, Austin doesn't want to have anything to do with anything Demira.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and not so happy about his mother's choice.
Mm-hmm. Is there going to be more of a conversation between Austin and Kate regarding his choices? Oh, great.
Yeah, that's coming up.
Oh, great. I can't wait to see that.
Yeah, so we get into all that, and I've always loved, even from the old days, one of my favorite storylines was when Austin finds out Kate's his mom.
Mm-hmm.
And coming back, and Deborah Dare was fantastic, but Lauren Coslow is so rock and roll and it's kind of so dark side, and she's kind of a rock and roll type person, and so am I.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I don't think that gets lost in our scenes,
mm-hmm.
you know, that are coming up. And so it's a lot of fun. I love those scenes with her. So, I love that relationship it's always been interesting.
Yeah, Kate's always been on the edge, and Lauren's a very edgy person. I mean, she's as nice as can be. But, yeah, she's definitely rock and roll. Do you feel Austin has lost his edge since he's an accountant now?
You know, no. I think, you know, I don't know. And it's one of the things that I had to make a decision. Am I going to go back here playing an accountant? And I went through that whole, how am I going to go about playing Austin in these circumstances? And, you know, the spirit of the guy, which is when I started him, was musician, boxer, throw everything to the wind for the love of this girl, romantic, you know, he's a little rough around the edges, and that's who he was when I left.
Mm-hmm.
And I just say that those qualities that's his soul, right?
Right.
So that just informs the kind of accountant that he is. You know, I think it's maybe Austin chose to become a forensic accountant because maybe it brought order to his life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so did I get lost? What was your question right there? I forgot.
Oh no, if you thought Austin lost his edge, that's
no,
it.
No.
Mm-hmm.
He hasn't lost his edge. His edge is even sharper. I mean. I just, you know, and with all the stuff that's happening, all these crazy circumstances, you know, I just think I was on an emotional road, you know, times 10 with mm-hmm. this obstacle that got put in front of me when I came on the show or mm-hmm. in front of Austin.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, emotionally, you know, he's running on high octane and trying to figure out how to deal with this situation, which, you know, he can't really win.
Right.
You know, circumstantially, it's the circumstances he's against John Black, who he respects in his life. So he can't win, but he can't give up either. So it's like, how is he going to win? And to do that, you burn up a lot of fuel, you know, emotionally, because you try and keep your marriage together under those circumstances. It's not easy.
Right. The official Dazed Twitter announced that you and the other actors are doing the Dazed music review during the Day of Dazed event. Is there anything you could tell us about that?
Yep, I can. It's we're putting it together. We're going to have rehearsals at the end of the month, and we're going to go out. You know, this cast is really musically talented. Eric Martsoff's amazing. Molly Burnett's amazing. Nadia, who I don't know if Nadia's going to participate, but I didn't think Nadia was like an opera singer.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she's going to be a part of it as well. And so we're getting our set list together, but it happens to be a really musically talented cast. Bill and Susan Seaforth Hayes, you know, are obviously amazing. But we're going to rock it. The Dazed band is awesome. And right now, you know, Eric Martsoff and I going back and forth. I'm like, okay, you're going to sing that. I'm going to sing this. This one we'll do together. Today I called Molly. I'm like, can you do backups for me on this song? And so, you know, it's not like some TV deal. We're going to bring it.
Oh, that sounds great.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
I know you ever watched One Life to Live, but they every year in May they always did a musical episode.
Did they really?
Yeah, they do every May. Yeah.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, I wish Days would do something like that. When you have all these great singers, and especially when Nadia's on the show. I mean, Nadia sings once in a while on Days. But, I was kind of surprised they never had everybody sing just one episode. Just have a big musical. And One Life to Live, I think they even write their own material. It's not copyright. You know, it's not. They're not using somebody else's stuff. So,
That's a great idea.
Yeah, I think they should do that. I think it'd be great. And special episodes like that, I think it does bring in more viewers just to check it out, just to see what's going on. So, I hope they do that someday. I think it'd be really neat.
Yeah, I think so too. But yeah, there's a lot of people on our show that can sing.
Hey, sorry to interrupt. We just have to wrap it up if you could.
Whatever, John. I love saying that.
No.
Do you have any special messages you wanted to pass on, Patrick?
Special messages?
Yeah. Anything to
I think I speak for Chrissy, too. We wouldn't be back if it wasn't for the fans. And so... So just gratitude to them, and please come out. What is it, November 5th or 4th?
November 5th. On November 4th, there's a few unofficial events that are happening, which are still, you know, really awesome. And then November 5th is all of the is the actual day itself.
Yeah. So please come out, and we're excited for it. It's going to be a big, big Days of Our Lives party.
Okay. Well, thanks so much, Patrick, and thank you again, John.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.